This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly Election Code of Conduct effective from today. CPN-UML gets new leadership in 41 districts. And India begins booster shots as COVID-19 cases surge. Now, the news in detail. The Code of Conduct for the National Assembly elections has come into effect today. The National Assembly election is being held for 19 vacant posts on January 26th. As many as 12 political parties are taking part in the elections, with a total of 43 candidates contesting the elections. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has warned of action against the parties if the Code of Conduct is not implemented. The Code of Conduct applies to ministers and officials of federal, provincial and local governments. Similarly, it will also apply to political parties and security personnel. The CPN-UML has got new leaderships in 40 districts, including two non-geographical districts. The new leaderships have been elected unopposed in Ilam, Solukhumbu, Sindhuli, Baglung, Nawalparasi and Kapilbastu, among others. Counting of votes has been underway in some districts which could not elect the new leaderships in consensus. Voting is scheduled to take place in some districts today. Party chair K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the convention of 63 districts at once on Friday. Most of the leaders who were elected to the post of chairman are new faces. The Joint Student Union has decided to draw the attention of the universities and the government towards issues in the educational sector. A meeting of the association held in the capital today condemned the repression against students at a Noble Medical College and the Kathmandu Medical College affiliated to Kathmandu University. The Joint Student Union has also demanded this election schedule for the Free Students Union soon. The election has remained suspended for a long. According to Nepal Students Union General Secretary Baldev Timal Sinha, the sitting also discussed the health risk posed by the COVID-19 Omicron variant and its potential impact on the educational sector. A vaccination campaign against coronavirus has started for school-going students and children in the age group of 12 to 18 years in Bhaktapur district. Chief of the Public Health Office, Krishna Prasad Mizar, said that the campaign was launched to vaccinate more than 45,000 children in the district against coronavirus. He informed that the office will conduct a vaccination campaign in Surya Binayak and Changunarayan municipalities from Sunday, Madhyapur Thimi municipality from today and Bhaktapur municipality from tomorrow. A significant number of coronavirus infection is confirmed in every day among Nepalese returning home from India at Jamunaha checkpoint in Nepalganj of Banke district. Corona infection has been confirmed in 39 people at Jamunaha checkpoint yesterday. According to Corona focal person Tejoli, all those who were confirmed coronavirus positive are in isolation at Nepalganj based Bal Mandir. According to the lab technician of Jamunaha Health Desk, Chiranjeevi Gewali, 169 people returning from India have been confirmed to have coronavirus infection since Monday. Sukla Fata municipality in Kanchanpur district has legalized the Badghar custom practiced by the local Tharu community for ages. The 10th Municipal Assembly of the municipality passed the Badghar Institution Mobilization Act 2078 Bikram Samvat, which has legalized the tradition. The municipality responded to demands of the community to legalize the tradition, becoming the third local level in the country and the first one in Sudhir Pashim province to give the custom a legal status. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudhir Pashim province and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the Karnali province and Sudhir Pashim province and light rain at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 8.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 19 degrees Celsius. Currently, there is the influence of the Western low pressure system in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. India has begun giving booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to priority groups amid a surge in infections. Health and frontline workers and people above 60 years are currently eligible to take the jab. The drive began as India battles a spike in COVID cases fueled by the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Early studies from other countries have suggested that a booster dose vaccine may provide more protection against Omicron. India has been mainly administering two locally manufactured vaccines, Covishield and Covaxin, since its vaccination drive began in January 2021. At least 19 people, including 9 children, have died after a fire in a New York apartment building. According to New York Mayor Eric Adams, another 32 people were sent to hospital, several of whom are in critical condition. Some 200 firefighters were sent to tackle the blaze, which officials believe was sparked by a malfunctioning electric heater. The local fire chief said the blaze was unprecedented. A senior advisor to the mayor, Stephen Ringel, told the Associated Press news agency a total of 63 suffered injuries, including the 32 taken to hospital. 13 are in critical condition. A military-run court in Myanmar has found civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who was overthrown in last February's coup, guilty on at least 3 charges and sentenced her to 4 years in prison. The 76-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner was detained as the military seized control of the country nearly a year ago and has been slapped with nearly a dozen charges that critics say are politically motivated. Legal sources said she was sentenced to two years for the possession of unlicensed walkie-talkies and 2 years for breaching coronavirus curbs. Aung San Suu Kyi is on a trial in a closed court and the charges carry combined maximum sentences of more than 100 years in prison. She denies all charges. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly Election Code of Conduct effective from today. CPN-UML gets new leadership in 41 districts, and India begins booster shots as COVID-19 cases surge. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.